When neighbors start talking, good things happen. It's not just a cliche, it's also the pitch for Nextdoor, which is a social networking site that connects people in the same geographic neighborhood. But as Nextdoor has learned over the last couple of months, when neighbors start talking, they often talk politics. And sometimes bad things can happen. Things can get kind of ugly. Rebecca Heilweil has the story for Recode. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey.
So, a bit of context. Some people may have vaguely heard of Nextdoor. Tell me, what is Nextdoor in a few sentences?
Basically, the idea is to connect people in a given neighborhood, and ideally, the platform would be used to help people find a lost dog or a babysitter or general neighborhood things like supporting small businesses. But it's also pretty big. I think Nextdoor says it has more than 219,000 neighborhoods registered in the U.S., which is obviously a lot. And it seems to be working out well enough that now Facebook is announcing it has a similar model that it's testing called Neighborhoods.
And this has gotten particularly big right during the pandemic. I know I personally have started looking at it more. They say they have 10 million users now in the U.S.
Yeah, I think that was the number. I think people are just spending more time online because of the pandemics. And, you know, they're more reliant on local institutions now.
And you make a good point. I mean, the site is popular because the lost dog, the new coffee shop is back open. But tell me about sort of the infusion of politics into Nextdoor.
Yeah, so I think it's a phenomenon in which people might start talking about something that's ostensibly quote-unquote local, which is a category that Nextdoor really cares about, but it sort of devolves into discussions of the political and cultural topics that have really taken over the U.S. News cycle for the last few months. Mm-hmm. Nextdoor has been really interested in trying to siphon away discussion of national issues and basically wants them to go into separate groups and then away from the main part of the app in order to just keep things local and nice and not divisive. But what my reporting found is this really isn't working. A lot of the conversations that I had with users on Nextdoor reveal that, you know, fights over things like political lawn signs are just devolving into massively tense back and forths between neighbors.
So the ability to keep politics out of the neighborhood isn't really working.
Yeah, it really isn't. And I don't think that there was ever a world in which politics wasn't going to end up on this platform. But I think it's fair to say that things have not gotten better despite Nextdoor's effort. And it really reflects the discourse right now. You know, during the summer, a lot of the discussions about anti-police brutality protests, policing and Black Lives Matter were not well handled by the platform. A lot of users complained about racist and biased moderation practices. So similar problems have also shown up with response to COVID-19, where users I talked to said there were a lot of anti-mask sentiment on their Nextdoor and people being really upset about precautionary measures. So it's not going so great.
So what's so bad about sort of politics taking over Nextdoor? What's the big deal about this? I mean, people are going to talk about politics in the park and now they're talking about it in the digital park. What's the big deal?
It's a big challenge because Nextdoor is a social network that has a lot of influence, just like a lot of other social networks. And it can be a problem if the moderators in your community naturally lean towards one side or, you know, biased against you or biased against a particular movement. And it can really devolve where this platform is not accurately, you know, representing people's views. In some sense, it's just maybe becomes unenjoyable. People do want to use the platform to find their lost dog and everyone's talking about, you know, Trump signs. This is not what the platform was meant to be. But I think like a lot of the problem is that it's just kind of devolved into Facebook in some sense. You know, users I spoke to talked about seeing QAnon talking points, misinformation about voting, just general insults related to national politics. And it's important to know that just because misinformation isn't national doesn't mean it's also not a problem. And I think a lot of this is just, you know, we see this on the national level, but each individual community is wrestling with the same content moderation questions that we've talked about for the big platforms. Facebook and Twitter face a lot of the same questions, but Nextdoor has those questions plus all of the individual local questions that people are upset about. So misinformation and bias and other, you know, problematic aspects of our society manifest in very specific ways in different communities, and it's not clear they have a great way of addressing that responsibly.
Rebecca Heilweil. You can read more of her work at recode.net. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.